Well, this evening we sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm 106. And we begin at verse 1. Psalm 106. And we shall sing verses 1 to 6. Give praise and thanks unto the Lord, for bountiful is he. Psalm 106, 1 to 6. To God's glory. Now let us join together in prayer. Our gracious, eternal God of mercy, we are constantly reminded in the scriptures, in the psalms that we are invited to sing and to meditate upon, we are continually reminded of reasons why we should give praise and thanks unto the Lord. For bountiful is he, his tender mercies doth endure unto eternity. We need the scriptures to tell us about these things, O God, because we are sometimes very forgetful and sometimes we fail to see God's goodness, especially in a world that is filled with sorrow and sadness and death. A world that is troubled in discord, disagreements, divisions of all kinds, not only in the world at large, but in the church. We see a great deal of unhappiness, lack of assurance, lack of consistency, lack of interest in the scriptures given to us to make us wise unto salvation. So often a lackadaisical, casual approach to the preaching of the gospel, even among the saints, a sleepiness of soul. And we are sometimes overmuch distressed And sometimes we have reason to be distressed. Other times we are distressed because we are pessimistic, despondent as we look around us. But we do acknowledge, O God, that when we look into the scriptures, we have no real reason to be distressed. We have every reason to rejoice, to give thanks and praise unto the Lord, because he is good. And even in the midst of a world that is in turmoil and turbulence and discord, the message of grace remains the same. Salvation in the midst of almost apparently total lostness, a world that seems to be without hope. And we know that our hope is in the gospel. And to be without Christ is to be without God and to be without hope. And yet the gospel thrusts itself into our consciousness. It has come into the world. This is the condemnation, says the scripture, that light is come into the world and men prefer darkness to light, because by nature our deeds are evil. And we would never come to the light, lest we should be exposed. But we do come to the light, O God, that our sins should not only be exposed, but confessed and forgiven and done away with. And so this evening, as we gather again around the scriptures, we pray that we would live as the people of God have always lived, living by faith, not by sight. Living upon a kind of hunger and a satisfaction, a dependence upon every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. To whom else can we go? Because Christ has the words of eternal life. Where else can we go and where else can we come to apart from the throne of grace, where there is mercy and grace for every time of need? Where else do we find a voice that is the voice of the Good Shepherd, apart from what we read in the scriptures? And as we come then to these scriptures yet again, we pray that we would hear his voice and that we would pay close attention to what he says, because he has reminded us that his words are life, they are spirit and life, and that those who receive his words, they have spirit and they have a new life by the Spirit. Help us then, O God, to give thanks for the opportunity to gather as we do once again, for the opportunity for another occasion to read and to hear the scriptures. The word of God is never bound, not even by these days of closure, when we are forbidden, prohibited by circumstances, in so many different ways from gathering together. And yet the word of God is still proclaimed, still recorded, indeed for generations to come. And we rejoice and we are glad for the technology, for the skill that God has given to men and women to unravel the mysteries of nature, to be able in a measure to understand the electron and the electronics that flow from it for our benefit in so many different ways. And the medical advances and the technological advances that make life so prosperous and pleasant for us. And we give thanks unto the Lord for these things. We pray that we would recognize God's goodness, not only in terms of grace, but in terms of common grace, in terms of life and the provisions and the support of life, and for the provision of those who indeed provide so many good things for us in life, for those who build our houses, for those who make our shoes, for those who produce our food, for those who transport the food from the farmers to the supermarkets, for all the things that surround us, that support us and please us, for the provision of books and the writers of books, good books, and the people who produce the good books and who produce the paper for the books and the ink. We are, O God, so unforgetful, so forgetful and so unmindful of all those whose hands and talents and learning has contributed to our gathering here tonight, where by these electronic means we can hear the word of the Lord. So we give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. But especially for the gospel we give thanks, for Jesus Christ, for the words that he spoke, words of grace coming from his lips, that even his enemies acknowledged, but for the works of grace and glory also that he has accomplished, the life that he lived, the death that he died on the cross, the glorious resurrection, ascension, and glorious coronation, and his continual activity in heaven as our great King, as our prophet, and as our priest who ever lives to make intercession for us. We give thanks for Jesus Christ, that he is alive, that he hears us, that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he still receives sinners and eats with them. We give thanks that he has promised to come again, and his promises are sure, and we shall see him in that great day. We shall be like him when we see him as he is. And, O God, we pray that now, tonight, we would indeed give thanks and praise unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endures forever. May this be our thought, may this be our theme, may this be the praises of our hearts and the praises of our lips as we sing, as we read, as we gather, as we try to listen, but above all, as we try to worship. So help us, O God Most High, to come and to bow low and to give thanks unto the Lord, because he is good. His mercy endures forever. This is our prayer, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're going to read in the Gospel according to Luke. And we're going to read in chapter 16. And we're going to read from verse 19. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, at verse 19. Very familiar words, but words that are so full of importance that we need constant remembrance of them. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was a certain beggar named Lazarus who was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abram's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell, in Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abram said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abram said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. And so on. Amen. Now, the brief notice is, Sunday morning, our usual time at 10:30, God willing, will be a recorded message. So we invite you and welcome you to listen in on Sunday morning at 10:30 to hear again a message from the scripture. And then Sunday afternoon, 4:30, God willing, we shall gather in Pitt Street. And then the following Wednesday, God willing, we shall gather again in Pitt Street at 7 p.m. And again, we welcome you to these meetings, whether in gathering, public gatherings, or whether over the airwaves. We welcome you to join with us in the word of the Lord. Now, we're going to continue to sing in Psalm 106. And we're going to sing from verse 21 to 26. In Psalm number 106, verse 21 to 26, we sing to God's glory.